Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
A study came out of Vietnam that people that were vaccinated have a 251 time increase in viral load, viral amount of virus in them when they get sick when compared to the unvaccinated. So it turns out it's the vaccinated patients that are actually getting sicker. They're the ones that are spreading the virus and so on. And the similar study came out of China. It's a thousandfold. So in my opinion, if the whistleblower is saying 50,000, you easily have 250,000 dead Americans.
Hey friends, that was Dr. Zev Zelenko returning to SGT Report to drop some truth bombs. Thanks so much for tuning in and stay tuned. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Michael Saylor, the Winklevoss twins, and Chamath Palihapitiya. What do they have in common? They're all billionaires and they're all also investing in cryptocurrency. Yes, even the richest in the world choose to invest in the future through crypto. Just as when there's big talk about cryptos being volatile, the latest market dip being permanent, and the government cracking down on cryptocurrency and other issues, the billionaires are buying. Why? Because cryptocurrency is the future, and the best time to invest is when there's a dip. So if you want to invest in the future, start now and start with My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you don't just get the opportunity to invest, you get the security of knowing you're investing with a US-based company that offers end-to-end service when you want it. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com. And now back to the broadcast. Hey friends, it's Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. I've got a power-packed interview for you right now. Dr. Zev Zelenko is back on the line. He's the mind behind the Z-Stack. Doc Zelenko, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank God. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming back on. I want to talk about current news items. We can see what's happening with these airlines as pilots resist the forced vax. And there's other news to share, like this news item. Let me do a screen share. Deaths following the vaccination reported in Taiwan exceed the nation's COVID death total. I'm going to come back to you. Let's just focus on that one for 1 second. Your reaction to that news item as the CDC and the NIH and Dr. Fauci continue to try to essentially force this experimental vaccine on the American people and now on children.
Right. So I'm a conspiracy realist, not a conspiracy theorist, which means that I like to analyze the facts, the data, and then come to a conclusion. And so the real conclusion is the whole point of this vaccine is that it's a tool of eugenics. It's a tool to decrease the world population. And I'm not the one saying that. Bill Gates is the one that's saying that. And the fact that the death rates are all over the world, actually, are rising and being more frequently reported, and that the lies are being exposed, is just consistent with the fact that the whole COVID-19 farce, and the fact that is that the evidence is that it's an artificial bioweapon, was designed to motivate 7 billion people to coerce them to take a poison death shot. And this is a crime. This is the worst crime in the history of humanity, and this is a affront to God and to decent people. So I'm not surprised. I compliment Taiwan to have the courage to speak the truth I wish more countries would do so. But even in America, according to the VAERS system, they're reporting 16,000 deaths. According to the whistleblowers, 50,000 deaths. According to anyone with a half a brain and common sense, the numbers in the hundreds of thousands of deaths. So it is my supposition that in the United States, the response to COVID-19 has killed more people than COVID-19.
That seems to be the data, and it is buried by the mainstream horror media. And when I say seems to be the data, I'm referring specifically to the VAERS reporting database, the Vaccine Adverse Injury Reporting Database here in this country, where now more than 15,000 people are listed as having taken the vax and then died. Many hundreds of thousands of serious injuries, Bell's palsy, heart inflammation, blood clotting, and the horror mainstream media, Dr. Z, continues to ignore all of it as they continue to just say, safe and effective, go get your shot. I'll do another screen share here. I think this is very important. And God bless him for doing it. Joe Rogan, I got to say, you know, he got his $100 million paycheck from Spotify, and I thought he would start soft pedaling all this stuff, and he really hasn't been. He's going after these people. Joe Rogan crushed CNN over ivermectin horse paste propaganda and gets Gupta, their talking head, quote-unquote, doctor, to concede that they lied.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about?
You have, before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied, outright lied about me taking horse dewormer?
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before.
But they did it
with
such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
They did. I watched.
You know, these people have been lying. And to me, there needs to be very strong penalties for those that have lied, because those lies are leading directly to deaths, Dr. Z.
So ivermectin is used to kill parasites. And that's why the people that have orchestrated this, the globalists, are so upset. Because they know, because they're the real parasites. And they know that ivermectin is so effective that it essentially eliminates the risk of COVID-19, so does hydroxychloroquine. And for that reason, they're so against it, because it undermines the weapon of fear. See, the whole point of COVID-19, that by these parasites, which are the globalists, is to cause us to be afraid as a planet, cause us to be in isolation. And we know in psychological warfare, fear and isolation leads to the psychological decompensation of a person, human psychology. And as such, then they become very easy to manipulate and then coerce them into taking the poison death shot. So it is an anti-parasitic agent, and that's why the parasites are so afraid of it.
That's funny. The parasites, like Dr. Fauci in the NIH, in the CDC. I like what you did there. So let's be clear, though. Ivermectin, it's my understanding, isn't just horse paste. It's a Nobel Prize winning medicine for human beings, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so what? Amoxicillin is also used in animals.
Exactly.
We're not supposed to use it to treat strep throat. It's a complete propaganda, and it's a way to vilify and scare people away from using a life-saving medication. It's exactly, ivermectin is getting the same exact treatment as hydroxychloroquine did a year ago. And so this is a coordinated effort amongst several different major global industries. Number one is media, both social and mainstream. Then academia, who actually performed the academic fraud and gave the false justification to lock down the world. Then you have the politicians who actually set the policies of death. And then, of course, you have the pharmaceutical industry or industry in general that have been instrumental in working out the logistics of this global death phenomenon. So there are very few people that are able to coordinate and influence such major industries as academia, media, industry and politics. And so it narrows the list of the usual suspects to around 150 people, in my opinion, because the 70% of the world's corporate wealth is owned by 150 people, essentially. And so it's these people that are stakeholders in such industries are able to, in a coordinated effort, orchestrate the greatest crime. And I have to tell you, it's a brilliant. It's evil, but it's absolutely brilliant how they were able to pull this off. But we are onto them. We caught them. And their tyranny is being exposed. And they know that their end is coming. And they've dug in because they have nowhere to go. So people like Bill Gates and George Soros and Klaus Schwab, who are really the field marshals for the real forces of evil behind them, are in big, big trouble. And so they're going to do everything possible to perpetuate and push off their inevitable. So more people, unfortunately, will die due to their tactics. So my advice to anyone is, whenever you hear the mainstream media say that something is not good for you, you should just assume the opposite.
Yeah, I do feel like they're dug in. I feel like their plan, which you've described as brilliant in its evil, maybe is really clumsy, though, because their plan is now so obvious to those that pay attention, to those that can actually use critical thinking to process the data we've already talked about here. So these are very clear-cut crimes against humanity. So these enemies of humanity really ought to be afraid, because there's only one of two ways this is going to go. Either they win and they extinguish humanity, or they lose and we extinguish them. I don't really see how this ends any other way. Do you?
I choose option B.
Yeah, me too.
So listen, this is premeditated mass murder and genocide. And the proof is that exactly a year ago, in October of last year, the FDA informed its own employees of the known side effects of these vaccines. And there's a slide that they showed that someone leaked. And from death to all the neurologic sequela of, like you said, Bell's palsy, transverse myelitis, ADEM, multiple sclerosis, tremors, seizures, and all the other unpleasant side effects, they've all been reported on the VAERS system. There's 100% correlation between the FDA's lecture to its own employees about the known side effects and that which actually has happened in reality to innocent people. And so whenever you have 100% correlation, what that really means is that it was known, this was premeditated. This was not something like, oops, we didn't know that that's gonna cause that. On the contrary, the reason why these vaccines have been deployed is exactly that, to cause such carnage, to cause a reduction in the world population, to sterilize people. And then you say, oh, sterilize people, another conspiracy theory. No, it's a conspiracy reality, because there was a leaked study called the biodistribution study. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Pfizer made a study and then it was leaked from Japan. And what that study showed was the following, that the lie that we were being told, that when you get an injection here, that the actual vaccine just stays in one place, is absolutely not true. And it actually goes into every single organ system, every single organ, every single part of your body. And they were able to measure the amount of vaccine or spikes in every single part of your body. And interestingly enough, the number one place where these vaccines ended up was in the ovaries of women. So what we're really dealing with, and these are the proven side effects. In the first few months, it causes blood clots. That's why the pilots are dropping dead. It causes myocarditis, heart damage, with 50% of the people will die. It causes miscarriage rates up to 80% from 10%. It causes increases in cancer and autoimmune diseases, infertility, and then, of course, the dreaded antibody-dependent enhancement reaction, which all the world, or many of the world experts, are screaming that this will lead to genocide. So, and all this is being done to a disease that has a near 100% cure rate if you look at the statistics. First, kids don't need it. They have 100% chance of recovery if they're healthy. People that have had COVID and have superior, natural, God-given immunity definitely don't need it. And even the people that are high risk, we have such effective strategies that we reduce the risk of death and hospitalization by 85%. So essentially, there is absolutely no medical necessity or no need for these vaccines. And yet, they're being given with all those horrific side effects. And even more, they don't even work. Because you look at the countries that have the most immunized populations, Israel, Gibraltar, say Hellas, they all have major outbreaks of Delta variant. And so what's interesting is there are studies coming out of Vietnam. Yeah, a study came out of Vietnam that people that were vaccinated have a 251 time increase in viral load, viral amount of virus in them when they get sick when compared to the unvaccinated. So it turns out it's the vaccinated patients that are actually getting sicker. They're the ones that are spreading the virus and so on. And the similar study came out of China that it's a thousandfold. So what we're really seeing, and according to Robert Malone, who's the inventor of this vaccine, is the beginnings, potential beginnings of antibody-dependent enhancement, where it's the vaccinated people that are much more sick and they're getting other people sick. So that's the big lie. And now in Israel, for example, they're pushing a third and a fourth shot. It's silly, it's horrific, and anyone with half a brain should stay away from it. And even though it causes short-term discomforts, like you may lose your job, you may be expelled from school, you may not be allowed to travel or dine in your favorite restaurant, but that's okay. I'd rather sacrifice some present discomforts to maintain my future and fertility. Normal people sacrifice for the future. Pagan societies will sacrifice the future for the present. And that's exactly what we're doing. If you look at Dr. Michael Yeadon, who was the vice president of Pfizer and the head of vaccine development for Pfizer, he told me personally that for every one child that would die naturally from COVID, 100 die from the vaccine, from complications of the vaccine. That's child sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. You've said that before. And as soon as you said that, before you said child sacrifice, the image that popped into my head was Baphomet. And I think I want to talk in a minute about some Joseph Mengele level crimes. And I want to name names of three people. And I want to get your thoughts on those three people. But first, let's just rewind time and remind people that you helped get President Trump treated with hydroxychloroquine, which then was demonized by the mainstream horror media. Then ivermectin came on the scene. That's been demonized by the mainstream horror media. Then the protocol rolled out, I guess, by the CDC or Fauci, the NIH, whoever, at hospitals is to put people on the experimental drug remdesivir, which causes kidney failure and renal failure and then leads people to be put on vents and then they die. All clear-cut crimes against humanity. So because ivermectin and hydroxy-Q were getting harder and harder to find, doctors willing to prescribe it, harder and harder to find, you came up with the Z-Stack, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, and the delivery system to get those important vitamins into your cells is quercetin. Can folks listening gather up these important vitamins themselves and do this even more cheaply than we're offering it here through Z-Stack? Just explain the science, please.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to thank Governor Cuomo, the ghoul, because when he blocked access to my patients to life-saving medication, I was using hydroxychloroquine in April, and he issued an executive order that blocked pharmacies from dispensing it. I was forced to innovate again. And on the NIH server, I found a similar substance called quercetin, which gets the zinc inside the cell, which is the key to the treatment. And I didn't know what quercetin was. I Googled it. I saw it was over the counter. And I realized, oh my God, I just found the cure to tyranny. Because of the two risk factors I mentioned to die from COVID is the moronic doctor you choose that delays treatment and the tyrannical government that blocks access to life-saving medication. So as such, since this being over the counter, it made it very practical and logistically easy or accessible for patients to actually get the medications they need. And so I open sourced everything. I let that information out. I really felt that every home in the world should have quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. But many, many dozens of people came back to me and said, we can't find quercetin. We can't find everything in one place. We don't understand the dosing. There's so many different brands and variants of C and zinc and D and quercetin. It became a puzzle, too complicated to put together for many people. I would say more than half more than 50% of the public. So I was asked to put together and put everything in one pill in one bottle just to make it convenient, which I did. And it turns out that there's such price gouging now going on, especially with quercetin, that what I've put together is actually cheaper in many cases than if you were to go buy it separately. But please feel free to do so. You can get it usually at every vitamin shop if they have it in stock, or on Amazon or online. And then you can, you know, put together your own quote unquote Z-Stack. But just to remind people how things work, the zinc inhibits a very important enzyme inside the cell called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. That enzyme, I'm gonna give you some new information, is absolutely crucial for the replication or reproduction of all the strains of COVID. So whether it's alpha, beta, or delta, lambda, mu, or whatever else is gonna come, they all use the same pathway. But in addition to that, it turns out influenza virus uses, guess what, RNA-dependent RNA polymerase to reproduce. And there's evidence and there's literature that is implying that by inhibiting this enzyme, you can actually prophylax and treat the flu. And just recently I discovered there's another virus which is becoming a big problem in kids and in the elderly, which is RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus. And there's actually no known treatment for that. Well, it turns out that RSV also uses the same pathway. So there's a very good chance that by the inhibition of RNA-dependent RNA polymerase by zinc will eliminate or reduce the risk of getting three major viral infections, COVID or coronas, influenza, and RSV. Now, the problem with zinc is it needs help getting to the right place to do its job, and that's where the zinc delivery systems come in. And still, I would say hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are really the best options if you can get them and you're high risk. But you know, you have to deal with reality, and if you can't get them, you need to improvise. So I really feel that the over-the-counter options, and there's another one, by the way, it's called EGCG, which is a green tea extract. It functions the same way as quercetin or ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, which is also, it's another form of zinc delivery. It's like a different model of gun. Think of zinc as the bullet, and then you have a gun that delivers the bullet or the zinc into the right place. And we have four different models. So you have the 50 caliber machine gun, which I call hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And then you have the weaker options, which are quercetin and EGCG. However, the weaker options are very good options for the low-risk patients, or even, let me define something to you. When I started treating COVID in the beginning, and it was a big mystery, my job, I was really trying to keep people alive and out of the hospital and off a respirator. That's how I defined success. But now, since we're so good at doing that, I've began to emphasize symptom reduction. You know, if someone's 20 years old, they're not gonna die from COVID, but they are gonna suffer for 2 weeks. And if I can give them something to reduce their symptoms and make them feel better and return them back into society quicker, well, that has value. So what I've started to do is even the low-risk individuals, I will treat them early in their disease process, and they get better much quicker and less complications. So it's a kind of an art. You still need to use judgment. But I would say the low-risk or moderate-risk patients, the over-the-counter options are wonderful. If you're in the higher-risk category, I still recommend, if you can get it, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, and let me just say one thing about the Z-Stack. I'm on auto ship, and taking, you know, one in the morning and one at night is just like taking any other multivitamin or vitamin regimen a person may be on. So the point I just want to make in regards to Z-Stack is that you can take it daily. And in my view, I'm not a doctor, so you correct me if I'm wrong. That way, even if you had ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, you know, you don't want to be taking those medications, in my view, unless you're sick. Am I wrong? I mean, because the Z-Stack you can take while you're healthy to help you remain healthy. Whereas hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, I don't think those are daily regimen medicines for healthy people, are they?
Well, you're kind of right and you're kind of wrong. Depending on the risk category, if someone is a high-risk patient, I do recommend, even for prevention, hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, but they're dosed differently. They're dosed once a week. And then in addition, you can use quercetin, C, D, and zinc. And if they do get sick, the high-risk patients, then it's a daily regimen, and then you don't need quercetin. But again, the level or aggressiveness, so to speak, in prophylaxis and treatment depends on the risk category. I'm obviously going to be much more aggressive with a 95-year-old nursing home resident than I'm going to be with a 20-year-old person. Yeah. So it depends on the circumstance of the patient. And actually, in my opinion, anyone who's vaccinated is really in the high-risk category because of the complications and the risks that I mentioned earlier. And those patients would also benefit from prophylaxis because the trigger to their complications, antibody-dependent enhancement, is another viral infection that is similar to the antibodies, the poisonous antibodies that they've produced. It's like a bomb waiting to go off, but you still need a trigger. You still need a detonator. So the detonator is another viral infection that is similar to what they're immunized to. Yeah. So it would be much better not to get those viral infections. And the only way I can think of is through prophylaxis.
Yeah. Friends, stay tuned. We are going to still name three enemies of humanity who are, I think, guilty of Joseph Mengele level crimes here in 1 second. But I want to stay on this subject here for just a bit longer, because the good news is, Dr. Z, the stuff that we're discussing here, okay, the Z stack, is cheap and widely available. Okay. The easiest way to stay healthy is to take stuff that isn't vaccine related. And it just slays me that these three enemies of humanity that I'm going to show and name in a second are trying to force an experimental mRNA injection on the global population without telling them what the ingredients are. Okay. Your Z-Stack has the ingredients right on it. Okay. Go research it, friends. It's all safe. Another thing that's safe and widely available, because I want our listeners to stay healthy and know what they can do to treat themselves, is, I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, budesonide, which I just discovered is the main ingredient in an openly available allergy medication called Rhinocort. Let's talk about budesonide. Does that help treat people as well?
It's a wonderful drug. And I have to thank Dr. Richard Bartlett, who innovated its use. But what you described as Rhinocort and Flonase, those are nasal sprays. And budesonide in the context of COVID is used as an inhalation. So you would need like a nebulizer or a puffer that would deliver the budesonide, which is a steroid, which is inhaled. And it causes a decrease in the inflammation in the lungs. Keep in mind that COVID is really two diseases. There's the viral infection, and then there's the immune reaction that leads to systemic inflammation. And it's the inflammation that kills people. It's the inflammation that leads to blood clots and lung damage. So the steroids, in this case, we're discussing budesonide, which I've used dozens of times with my patients, is also an asthma medication. It's extremely powerful in getting rid of the inflammation and improving the breathing of patients. However, it is much better to treat COVID-19 in the first few days before lung complications begin. This is very important, because if you treat the viral infection before the complications begin, you don't get complications. Now, of course, you need to deal with the lung damage and blood clots if they occur, but the best illness is the one that never happens. So my protocol has always been early intervention within the first few days of symptoms. And I have not sent a patient to the hospital in over a year if they came in the right time frame. Yeah. First time. Yeah. So, and my team is past 7,000 patients now with COVID treated successfully, with three deaths, unfortunately. So what I'm saying is that early treatment, especially in high-risk individuals, is absolutely key. And it doesn't really matter so much what protocol you use. There are many different approaches now. And my protocol is basically the use of everything that works. And it evolves with time. See, medicine is dynamic. Medicine is alive. And as we get more information, a good doctor is supposed to integrate that information and modify his treatment approaches to reflect the best available knowledge at that moment in time. So only bad providers or doctors are so rigid that it's my way or the highway. It's not true. I initially used hydroxychloroquine, and I never claimed it was the best. I just claimed it was the only treatment at that point in time, which it was. But subsequently, when steroids and blood thinners and ivermectin, it became obvious that they work, I started using them immediately with my patients because they worked. And I would custom tailor the treatment approach to each patient depending on their medical history, their clinical presentation, their preferences, and so on. So the key is early intervention in high-risk patients, and each patient needs to be treated as if they're unique and a world onto themselves. And the treatment should not be a cookie-cutter approach, but a customized treatment. That's how you get the best results.
Hey, friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah. Okay. Well, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, as they say. And, you know, for those listening, if you're really strapped and you're really on a budget, you know, not medical advice from me, but just a thought. I've heard that people who are hospitalized for this stuff have dangerously low levels of vitamin D. So at the very least, get cheap and available vitamin D. Well, let's turn our attention to those that aren't providing proper care. What do you say at this point about doctors that are following the very strict regimen dictated by the NIH or CDC, okay, which is essentially depriving people of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, forcing them basically to take remdesivir, and then when that shuts their kidneys down, ventilating them. I heard an interview with Stu Peters, and I think Stu got it right. He said, this isn't willful ignorance. It's willful, but he doesn't think it's ignorance. And it really begs the question, how much are these doctors being compensated to carry out this eugenics program? Your thoughts on doctors that are either too stupid to see what's going on or are willfully participating in it?
You know, there's a joke. What do you call someone who graduated last from medical school? What? Doctor. So,
doctor? That's funny. Yeah.
So in my opinion, 90% of the people that have that title don't deserve it based on their actions. And let me tell you, more than half of the doctors that are refusing to treat patients in the right time frame for themselves have a and their families have a private stash of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and do either prophylax themselves or take early treatment. So they know the truth. I don't think they're being compensated not to treat properly, but rather I think that they're just following orders. You know, that saying that during World War II, during the trials, the Nuremberg trials, that was a very common defense. I was just following orders. And that wasn't a defense. It was considered invalid because you have a moral compass. And since you're licensed to practice medicine, that means it's your obligation to provide honest and the best care available, care that you would give to your own family or to yourself, to your patients. And what many doctors have done is create a two-tier system where the random patient is not getting timely care. And doctors are doing that because they're afraid of losing their license, they're afraid of being fired, or they're afraid of being vilified and so on. So initially, we didn't know, and I would give doctors a pass. But after 3 or 4 months, when it became obvious through dozens of peer-reviewed studies that early intervention reduces death and hospitalization by 85%, It's absolutely immoral and a crime against humanity to let someone who comes to your office for help, let them go home with no treatment, let them get sicker, and then end up in the hospital, and many of them die. It's a crime against humanity, and it's akin to Nazi-like behavior.
Yeah, I think so too. And it just makes me wonder if there will ever be penalties for these people, because let's just think this through. Help me think this through. If there was a mandate by an agency in government that all mechanics must put these specific brake pads on cars, okay, you cannot use any other brake pads. These are the mandated special brake pads that must be used. But then we saw car accidents skyrocketing because of brake failure. Okay. You can correlate that very easily if you're a logical person. But what we're told is that these vaccine deaths, the VAERS reporting data, the blood clots, the heart attacks, none of it's related to the vaccine. That's what we're asked to believe. And the same, I guess, is true with remdesivir. These doctors are asked to believe that remdesivir is safe and effective as it shuts down their patients' kidneys. So the correlation is very clear, but when you live an upside-down world, as E. Michael Jones says, hell is the absence of logic. Help me think that through. I mean, it's all easily correlatable, but we live an upside-down world, don't we?
All you need to do is look at the package insert for remdesivir. It's reported by the company itself. I think it's Gilead, right? So what are the side effects that are known with remdesivir? So 23% of people that take remdesivir develop liver damage. 15% develop kidney damage. 6% develop cardiac arrhythmia. It's called atrial fibrillation, which is a very dangerous type of heart arrhythmia. I think 1% die. And this is all according to the package insert in the drug itself. So you don't have to speculate. Just rely on the company's own data. That's number one. Number two, it is obvious to anyone who actually practices medicine and who has seen things with their own eyes that the correlation between young, healthy people who have zero medical problems and having catastrophic injuries, death, stroke, heart attack, within 3 days of getting the shot, that there's an obvious correlation. And 40% of the deaths reported on VAERS happened within the first 3 days after the shot. So there's an absolute correlation. And what's interesting is that you would think with so many deaths, there would be an investigation by the FDA so to see exactly what happened in these cases, but there's been zero interest and actually the suppression of this data. There's a report of over 150,000 reported cases on VAERS that were scrubbed. Many of my colleagues can't even file reports because their reports are rejected. They've lost patients, they want to file a report and they can't do it. And then, like I said, there was a study in 2009, it was a Harvard study that showed that only 1% of actual events are reported to VAERS. Now, most likely death and stroke and heart attack are reported at higher rates, but even if it's 10 or 20%, we're still looking at a massive underreporting. So you can just safely multiply whatever number we're being told by a factor of 5. So in my opinion, if the whistleblower is saying 50,000, you easily have 250,000 dead Americans.
All right. Now, as we wrap up this conversation, and I get so angry about the deaths being caused by these experimental vaccines. There are real people dying at the hands of men like this, the Moderna CEO, Stefan Bancel, and this man, Alex Gorsky, the CEO of Johnson & Johnson, and this man, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. These men refuse to release the ingredients list of what is in these experimental vaccines as the government tries to mandate vaccines on the entire population. Your thoughts on these three men and what I think are Joseph Mengele level crimes?
I mean, these are monsters, but they're puppets. They're like field marshals who are acting on orders of the stakeholders. So we're going to need to look deeper to see who's really organizing this and orchestrating this, because the real masterminds are really smart, and they're too smart to put themselves out there. So they use proxies like these animals to do their bidding. But these animals are animals, and they need to be destroyed because they have lied. Like the guy from Pfizer, he called Israel the biggest laboratory in the world. So these policies of these drug companies violate the Geneva Convention. They violate human decency. They violate the prohibition against doing human experimentation without informed consent. Now, if a person wants to be part of an experiment and they are told all the risks, you know, we have free choice, and that's a person's prerogative. I'm not against that. But what I am against is lying to people and saying that these are safe when they're not. They're absolutely horrific, that they work, which they don't, and that you need them, which you don't. So race, and then you use coercion, like you can't go to school, or you can't go, you're going to lose your job, and so on, to force people to take a poison death shot. This is a well-choreographed effort to reduce the world population. And the proof is in the words of the culprits. You don't have to believe me. Just look at what Bill Gates said in 2015. Everyone knows about it, but I'd like to remind everyone. He said in a TED lecture, it's on video, that he, in his opinion, the world population needs to be reduced by 15%. It's a billion people with the use of vaccines in order to prevent global warming. And then the same monster in 2020 is saying that 7 billion people need to be vaccinated. So I'm going to ask a very simple logical question. Why would I take a vaccine for my health that is supported and financed by someone who wants to reduce the world population?
Well, that's 100% right. And in that TED talk, he showed what he called his equation. And I believe the equation was people. Okay, one of the equation factors was people. The other one was carbon. And the other one was energy output or energy use. And then he said, now clearly one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty close to zero. And then the audience laughed because the first one is people. So the easiest way for him to get his dream as utopia is to reduce the human population to near zero, or I guess carbon output to near zero, which means, you know, life on the planet dies, or our energy use goes to zero, and then we all die because we have no access to energy. See, it's all diabolical, and you're right. Bill Gates proudly stated what their goals are in that TED talk. These people are demonic.
They're more than demonic. You know, the interesting thing about these animals is that they tell you up front what they're going to do. There's a patent that got, I forget if I told you about it, but there's a patent that got registered and approved August 31st. And that patent describes existing technology in the vaccines that allows for the measurement of internal physiological data, like heart rate and temperature, let's say, and then transmit that information with your location to a third party. And you don't have to believe me. You just have to look up the actual patent number, which I would like to give you, because I really do believe that people need to do their due diligence and come to their own conclusions, not just believe what I'm saying. So there's a patent number, United States patent number 11107588, and it describes a technology that already exists in the vaccines to measure your internal physiological data and then transmit that information with your location to a third party. There is also a patent that was filed and owned by Microsoft. This is going to blow your mind. The name of the patent, first of all, the number of the patent is W02020060606. I don't know if you could tell.
Yeah.
So it's W02020060606. The name of this patent is cryptocurrency system using body activity data. What that means is, very simply put, you know how you have Apple Pay or you have these credit cards that when you go out and you can just tap it and you can then just purchase something? What is being made and done is Klaus Schwab in 2016, in an interview in a French media platform, which I saw the video, I have the video, said that within 10 years, that means by 2026, every single human being on this planet will have a digital identifier. What that means is that your ability to do commerce via cryptocurrency, that's the trend that we're heading away from paper money and everything's gonna be digital, will be implanted in you. Like you have an easy pass, right? Or Sun Pass or wherever. And you can drive through a toll and then it gets billed to your account. Now, the thing is I could take the easy pass and throw it out my window, but you're being injected now with tracking technology that you cannot separate from you. It becomes a permanent aspect of your very being. And then you have a very interesting phenomenon that you could turn off someone's ability to do commerce, to buy bread, let's say, if they are not registered and they are not downloading, so to speak, their physiological data to a third party. Or even more interestingly enough, since I know where you're going to be all the time, let's say I don't like you and I really don't want you to travel past 5 mile radius like they do in China, it's called the social credit score, I can literally turn off your ability to do commerce if you go outside of your permitted radius. So what this is really is what the Christian religion would call the mark of the beast. What we're really witnessing is the enslavement of humanity and the control of that slavery. The key is being given to a few really sociopaths, oligarchs that are sociopaths, corrupt governments and corrupt governments. And so we are literally on the verge of global enslavement. But we can still win because all we need to do is say, no, I'm not going to submit to your tyrannical policies. You cannot force me, and I will withstand any tyrannical coercion that you try. And the only reason we are not like Australia, see, in Australia right now, they've already built concentration camps, or you can call them gulags, and unvaccinated people or those that oppose the government policies are being shipped off into these holding facilities. And also people that are refusing to get vaccinated are getting ankle bracelets to track their location. Now, the only reason why this hasn't happened in America, the only reason why the Biden administration hasn't sent its stormtroopers into people's houses to forcibly vaccinate them is that there's 450 million guns in the hands of the American citizens. And it's pretty self-understood that if anyone breaks into or comes into my house or someone's house against their will and tries to hurt their family, hurt their children, that we're going to stand our ground and use every single weapon and tool in our arsenal to protect our families. And the government knows that. And so by doing so, they will unleash a fury of the American patriot beast that will make the Civil War look like kindergarten. So be warned. And I am just sensing the pulse of the people that we are onto your tyranny. We see and understand your agenda, and we are ready and prepared to protect our families and God consciousness, because this is a war against God. We will protect the ability to worship our God, to maintain our sovereignty, to protect our families at all costs. And you're not going to be able to suppress all our voices. Maybe some, maybe you can kill some of us, maybe you're going to imprison some of us. Some of us will lose our jobs, lose our positions in school and so on, and maybe not travel on planes, but we will overcome. The American public, American people, the heart of the American, we didn't sacrifice 300 years of soldiers dying on the battlefield, bleeding for freedom, to give up that freedom to tyrannical despots like Bill Gates and the people he represents. So be warned.
Well, that's right. Be warned. And also be warned, if you're one of the tyrants that is playing along with this script, we are going to remove you from government. You will be replaced with people that actually cherish liberty and freedom. I want to show two more faces of the tyranny, and then I want to end with opposition to the tyranny so we can end on a good note in good news. Here's one of the faces of tyranny, J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, and of course, this one, the demonic entity, Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, who has openly on video pledged her allegiance to what she calls the New World Order. Now, here is the opposition to that tyranny. The Chicago Police Union head urges members to defy vaccine mandate, warns police force to shrink 50% this weekend. So this is the opposition to the tyranny, friends, and we see it happening with nurses leaving their positions. We see it with the pilots, at least with Southwest Airlines, going on basically a strike to combat the vaccine mandates. That's the good news, Dr. Z. A lot of people are waking up. And in my view, that Chicago Police Union head, that guy's a hero. Okay? Just stand up to the tyranny and be a hero. It's not that hard to stand up to tyranny, especially when the tyranny is so blatant and obvious. I'll give you the final word. I want to thank you for your time, and I want to let people know the link to Z-Stack is below if you guys want to get some.
So I like to look into biblical sources for inspiration. They were much smarter than us. And King David in his Psalms writes, turn away from bad, do good, and live. And that's a wonderful prescription. And I'd like to define the terms. Turn away from bad in this context is three things. One is do not submit to the fear. The fear is the tactic of the enemy that is used to enslave you. Do not isolate yourself from the people you love. Human beings are social creatures. We need to surround ourselves with loving human beings, family, and friends. Do not isolate yourself, because if you live in fear and you isolate yourself, you are going to go crazy. And when you go crazy, you're easy to manipulate. And do not take the poison death shot. That's turn away from bad. Do good, that term, in this context, implies if you're in the high-risk category, and let's say you're over the age of 45, you have medical problems, you took the vaccine. So you should be in prophylaxis. You really should take preventive medicine to prevent the bombs from detonating. And that means, first of all, don't make any more bombs. Don't take another shot, like I mentioned earlier. But at the same time, take antiviral medications that are very safe, very cheap, and they work. And if you are in the high-risk category, and God forbid you do get sick, you really must start treatment within the first few days, and then you'll be fine and you'll live. So there's a lot of hope and optimism. I'm very optimistic about the future. I really feel that there's a divine consciousness awakening in the world, the exact opposite of what these sociopaths wanted to do. Because if you notice, any tyrannical government, the first thing they want to do is eliminate houses of worship and religion. And that's very simple why. Because if I'm bowing down to God, I'm not going to bow down to them. I derive my fortitude and strength and passion to live from the Creator. So I don't need them. And even if they come after me, I will stand my ground. So by eliminating houses of worship, they're trying to eliminate the source of strength that the decent human beings, the source of strength that decent human beings need. And so the answer to that and the phenomenon is very interesting. It's the exact opposite. It's the strengthening of divine consciousness. To bow down to the Creator, to understand that He's making you every second from nothing. Happy birthday, everyone. He just made you. And that He's the one that created you and sustains you and will sustain you. And He is the source of your energy to withstand the fear. And that's the best prescription I can give you. Trust God. Turn away from these despots. Stop watching social and mainstream media, and wondrous things are about to happen.
Very good. The Great Awakening comes to mind, right? Either we extinguish them or they extinguish us. So what is the choice? What are they giving us? Well, a Great Awakening or the Great Reset? The Great Awakening is what I hope we're going to get.
So let me just, I don't know if I have another second, but I like to play with words. So I'm a globalist, and I believe in the Great Reset, and we need to build back better. But let me redefine the terms. I believe God is the King of Kings, and he has global dominion over the world. And so I am a globalist in that sense. And I think we do need a great reset from paganism and child sacrifice to divine worship. So we definitely have to reset the mentality of humanity. And then we can build back better a divine society, a God-centered society, where the holiness and the light of God will extinguish the evil.
Very well said. And we shall end on that note. Our guest has been Dr. Zev Zelenko. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. And friends, the link to Z-Stack is below. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv, where we have that server beyond the reach of totalitarian Big Brother. And I'll remind you guys, for free every single day, you can visit us directly for real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda, at sgtreport.com. I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote. And stay tuned for a sneak preview of what's coming next on the propaganda antidote after this brief word from our sponsor. Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Stand up in the simplest of ways, even if it is just picking up a phone and informing that establishment that they are a business of public accommodation and are violating the rights. Ask them, if I was black, would you let me in? If I was gay, would you let me in? If I had one leg, would you let me in? How can you stop me for an illegal mandate? And by the way, I'm going to take legal action. Tell your supervisor. By the way, let me talk to him. These kinds of things are making a difference all over the place.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.